Ag analyst Kent Tesey from Lake Crystal, vice president of MinStar Bank, joins us. Kent, I read your last weekly Focus on Ag column, really got my attention. USDA provides some clarity on CFAP payments, and the first thing that popped in my mind was way back in December, that bill that was passed by the previous House and Senate and signed by the president in December.
Right, and that, you know, of course we had a change of administrations, and when you get a change of administrations, everything changes, from the new Secretary of Agriculture to all the assistant and associate secretaries and head of FSA and everything. And they just kind of stepped back at that point and said, okay, we're going to review all this and analyze this. Well, last week they finally came out and did give some clarity on the CFAP, the so-called CFAP 3 payments, but the new USDA, the new USDA administration renamed them Pandemic Assistance for Producers, or PAP payments, but most commonly they're called CFAP 3 as they were previously. And basically what these payments are, the ones that were announced last week that will be coming here in early April, is an additional $20 per acre to crop producers. This includes what they call the price trigger crops: corn, soybeans, wheat, barley, sorghum, and sunflowers, and cotton. And then the so-called flat rate crops that were added in CFAP 2, which includes things like sugar beets, sweet corn, peas, alfalfa, and about 230 fruit, vegetable, nut, and other horticulture crops. So basically all the crops that were covered under CFAP 2. The good news for farmers is they don't have to reapply. They're using the same formula as CFAP 2, so basically they can come back, and, or they'll get this payment automatically deposited from FSA at $20 an acre. So whatever acres they submitted and for CFAP 2, those acres will be used for this program. And this one is not based on yield or price. It's just a flat payment per acre. Also, cattle producers were included in this. And again, it goes all the way back to the CFAP 1. And back in CFAP 1, they had a period of time there where they had to identify the number of cattle inventory they had. It was coming up on a year ago. I think it was from April till May a year ago. And basically what they're doing here is doubling the payments that were made back then. So they got different payment rates. If you had market cattle ready to go to market, feedlot cattle, $63 a head. And then they had different levels of feeder cattle, 25, 50, over 600 pounds, $7 under. Mature cattle for slaughter, this would be like beef or dairy cows, $14.75 a head. And then all other cattle was $17.25 a head. So again, they're using those numbers, so there's no application needed. These payments will come in. So those were the two big announcements they made on payments. Now there's a few other ones that they are still reviewing and haven't announced yet.
Apparently the USDA, CCC, there was some money for the programs, and it was going to go maybe to pork producers and contract pork producers, because if there was an industry then in agriculture that probably got hit about the worst, I think of pork producers and maybe the ethanol industry.
Right. Both of those were included. Well, let's back up the train a little bit here. The hog direct payment to hog producers was not included in that December legislation, but there were some dollars still available, CCC dollars, that had been allocated for the previous CFAP programs that hadn't been allocated. And so very late in the last administration, USDA announced that they were going to do kind of the same thing they did with cattle and have a top-up payment that basically doubled what the hog producers got. And the first time around, they got $17 per head, and they were going to add another $17 to bring it to $34. Now, again, people say, well, you're just giving extra money. Originally, the formula that was there, the $17 a head actually represented about a 25% of the eligible payment. So they were just going from 25% to 50%. While that's still under review by USDA as to how those payments will be made and if the same formula makes sense for that. The other ones you mentioned, the additional payments for contract growers of hogs and poultry, which were not included in any of the first CFAP payments, and some support to ethanol and processing plants that had to shut down or cut back during that time because of COVID, they were included in that December legislation. And again, those are still under review by USDA. Doesn't mean that those payments won't be coming, but they're still being reviewed. Also, there was an additional sign-up period for CFAP 2 that was authorized, and it only affects a kind of a small window of crop producers. If the listeners here remember back on CFAP 2, it was based off your reported acres and your APH yield for various crops. Well, for producers that didn't have APH yields, maybe they were farming farms for the first time, or they had to use 85% of the Arc County benchmark yield to calculate their CFAP 2 payments, and that was increased in the December legislation up to 100%. So there's an extra 15% in there, and that they kind of reopened that here starting next week on April 5th, a week from Monday, for I believe 30 days that producers can still apply for that. So that payment is also delayed until they get through that process and kind of reanalyze where they're at for payments.
And what about the WIP Plus program? Do I understand that there was maybe concerns with funding or FSA county staffs have been busy, but there are some farmers that are waiting under the WIP Plus too for 18 and 19.
Well, 18 and 19, I think most payments have been paid. There might be a few counties. That's mainly a workload thing. Some FSA offices very understaffed. But the 2018 and first half of 2019 payments will be paid because that funding was authorized a long time ago. The question was 2019, a little misunderstanding there. I think it was kind of understood that that funding was included in that December legislation, but again, USDA is now reviewing that to see what kind of funds are available. And also, if you remember, there was a quality loss adjustment factor that was kind of added in after the fact on 2019. And so the other thing, they're waiting to see the results of that and how that affects payments. So it says most likely, depending on fund availability, all or part of that second 50% will eventually be authorized by USDA. But again, it's at this point, it's still being reviewed out there. And certainly, you know, that's a pretty big economic thing for many farmers across southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and eastern South Dakota that had pretty significant crop losses in 2019. And the first half of those payments was pretty significant. So if the whole amount was paid, it would be a fairly significant amount here. So that's another wait and see one, I guess. My guess is on a lot of these payments, there will be some additional payments coming on some of these programs, either CFAP or WIP Plus.
Ag analyst Kent Tesey from Lake Crystal.